Dead Man's Mirror by Agatha Christie. Read by Hugh Fraser.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The flat was a modern one. The furnishings of the room were modern too. The armchairs were squarely built. The upright chairs were angular. A modern writing table was set squarely in front of the window, and at it sat a small, elderly man. His head was practically the only thing in the room that was not square. It was egg-shaped. Monsieur Hercule Poirot was reading a letter. "Dear sir, a matter has arisen which requires handling with great delicacy and discretion. I have heard good accounts of you, and have decided to entrust the matter to you. I have reason to believe that I am the victim of fraud, but for family reasons I do not wish to call in the police. I am taking certain measures of my own to deal with the business, but you must be prepared to come down here immediately on receipt of a telegram. I shall be obliged if you will not answer this letter. Yours faithfully, Gervaise Chevenix-Gore." The eyebrows of Monsieur Hercule Poirot climbed slowly up his forehead until they nearly disappeared into his hair. "And who, then," he demanded of space, "is this Gervaise Chevenix-Gore?" He crossed to a bookcase and took out a large, fat book. He found what he wanted easily enough. Chevenix-Gore.